Someone said you should use a mic.
I should use a mic?
Yeah. I said, hell no.
Yeah, that's your call. You want that or not?
Hell no. No one gets to hear Anthony's voice. Anthony is just an idea for the audience. Anthony's not a real person. This is my show, okay? Anthony's not going to come in here and be the center of attention. If you want to see Anthony, why don't you listen to his failed podcast that I did? Ooh, I'm in a sassy mood today. I'm feeling frisky. Something happens when I put on snakeskin long sleeves. It just changes my whole mood. I really do feel something changes when I wear certain outfits. Like, I don't know, just my personality. I'm very into like themed parties. Like, I like dressing up. Halloween is so fun. I really like getting into character. Is it because I'm uncomfortable with who I am as a person internally and I like to escape myself by being other people? Probably a little bit, yeah. Do I feel like a sexy little... The girl at McDonald's, shout out to McDonald's. I'm willing to be a sponsor. I just started watching McMillions. It's fucking boring. Everyone's like, oh my god, watch this. It's crazy. It's a mob family who won all the money. It's so boring. They take so long to explain what happened, and they just like give you all of these characters who literally have nothing to do with the story. It's so slow and boring, and it just made me want a Big Mac the whole time. The only good person in the show McMillions, and here's the thing, I know I'm late to this, everyone was all about McMillions like a couple months ago, but I'm catching up on everything I've missed, so I'm watching McMillions now. Too much hype, way too much hype. But I do like that girl with the red hair who is married to the mob boss, and she's all fucked up on pills now. They never discussed that. They should have just talked about that. Fuck the $1 million scam. I want to follow her life, because she seems like the type of mom who, like, gives her son a weird back rub and the son's like, wait, what are you doing? Like, one of those moms who's, like, too, like, horny for their sons. Like, they never do anything, but they're, like, a little bit. It's almost like moms who just, like, weren't fulfilled sexually by the father, so then they, like, take out their needs on their child. And not in, like, a pedophile-y way, but kind of. Like, in a safe... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like some guys, I know their moms were, like, a little bit too... like emotionally dependent on their child. I feel like that's how I'm gonna be. I better not have a son, because I'm just like, I have such bad relationships with dudes that I would probably like just rely on my son for too much like emotional validation. It would not be healthy. I don't know. Who knows? Who's to say? I'd rather have a daughter, I think. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, as long as it's healthy. I'm like, if my kid's not hot, I'm aborting it post birth. I'll just abort at like 2 years old. Casey Anthony style. No, that baby was young, huh? That was like newborn, right? Or was she older? I don't remember how old the baby was. Damn, that's so sad. When I was babysitting and I dropped the baby, like it scarred me so badly. Like I could never kill something. Like I'm still traumatized by me dropping the baby. Like I would reap, like it would just replay in my head. Like I had these like post-traumatic flashbacks of the baby falling off the swing set and rolling. Oh my god. Ugh. You know when like sometimes kids fall and you're like, that's hilarious? Like that's why America's Home Videos was so funny. But I knew that when the baby I was watching fell, I knew it was bad because I did not laugh at all. I was like, I might go to jail for this one. This might be a jail time fall. And they're in Hawaii now. They have a place in Hawaii. And they go there for like Christmas. I think they go like 3 times a year. Their family's like from Hawaii, so they have a place there. Their family works out there and stuff like that. So they have a place in Hawaii, and I wanted to drive by and like wave to the kids because I miss them so much. And he's like, oh, we're in Hawaii. I'm like, why didn't you fucking invite me? I'll go to Hawaii and babysit. But honestly, I've just been like sun tanning. I feel like I'm in Hawaii. I've finally reached a point of this lockdown that I feel like I'm on vacation. But that's only because the weather's been so nice out here the past few days that I've just been like naked. I didn't bring a bathing suit to my mom's house because I honestly wasn't expecting to be there this long. And so I didn't bring a bathing suit over. So I just was wearing underwear and like just like a little bra thing. And my mom has really low, like her backyard, the fence that like separates the houses is really low, and San Pedro's super hilly. So you can like, if her neighbor has a two-story house, they can see directly into our backyard, and I don't care. You know, I'm going to be out in the backyard naked. My mom's going to be out there smoking a cig, watching me get skin cancer. She did oil me up though in SPF. Speaking of horny moms, she sprayed it all. She was like, I got it, sweetie. I was like, okay, bitch, go off. So she just sprayed me all up. She has an old ass neighbor. He's like 85. He was just staring at me for a second. And I said, fuck it. 85. If he doesn't die soon, like I'm going to let him live. Before he dies, he's about to live. So I took my top off, laid out in the back. My asshole somehow got burnt. Like, I just fried. I fried. But, and not acid, because I know that there's a lot of, trippers, I feel like, who listen to this. I'm sorry to disappoint. I was not on drugs, but I was frying, my body. I didn't put, yeah, anyway, I'm so red. My stomach hurts. It's like, and my mom, oh my gosh. It's nice because you don't have to be around people in like no clothes. That's what's great about this. I don't have to feel self-conscious about my body because I've put on some LBs. I had 3 slices of Costco pizza today. That's like 1,000 calories. Easy. I just pounded it back. My mom was like, I noticed that your pants are looking tighter on you. I'm like, stop staring, you jealous hoe. Yeah, so what? My pants got tighter. These thighs are thick right now. I got these thickies. Yeah, whatever. I'm not ashamed. I should eat better, though. But me and my mom did a Costco run today, so I'll eat better in like 3 weeks. I'm eating fine. It's just that I'm eating more than I normally would. Because normally I'd wake up, I'd have coffee, I'd be out and about, and then I'd have my first meal at like 2 p.m. But because my mom's got everything on deck, I'm eating at like 10 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 7, 10 p.m., and then going to bed at like 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning. So I'm just eating all day. I'm not really good at cooking. I bought some steaks at Costco. We'll see how those pop out. I don't know. We'll see. My mom gets mad though when I cook because she likes to do it a certain way and I like to kind of fuck around a little bit in the kitchen. Oh, I mentioned, oh my God, I went on such a tangent. I was talking about how I feel sassy because I'm wearing this snakeskin. I went to McDonald's to get this iced coffee. It's so good, by the way. And the girl at McDonald's is like, I really like your style, by the way. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. She was so cool. McDonald's, there was the guy. So there was the girl who took my money at the first window. When's the last time you've had your money taken at a separate window? I feel like that never happens. That's like finding a 4-leaf clover. You never use both windows these days. It's like the first window is just a little trick. That's like their storage room usually now. But I went to the first window, gave her my money. She complimented me and I felt good after that. And then I get to the second window. It's this cute little boy. He's like, you know, just like maybe like 19 years old. And he's just like so precious and adorable. And McDonald's has these like swagged out sweaters now, like crew necks. It was like this yellow McDonald's crew neck, and on the arm it said McDonald's, and that was it. Or maybe it was, yeah, I think it was down the arm. It was yellow and then just white McDonald's down the arm. It looks so good. I was like, are those for sale? He was like, no. I was like, looks like I'm working at McDonald's after this quarantine. Catch me at McDonald's. I'm not, honestly, I would work at McDonald's. I've always kind of had like this fantasy of working at a fast food place because I know that I would be the hottest person working there. Like that's the only, like I think it would be like kind of cute and charming. Like people would drive through and be like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I just love Taco Bell. But one time I did go to Taco Bell and there was this hot chick working there. Like she was so beautiful. And it actually made me, like, uncomfortable. I wanted to be like, get in my car. Get in my car. We're going on a road trip. So, I don't know. Maybe that'll be me. I don't know. Everyone keeps asking me what comedy is going to be like after this. I don't fucking know. I don't know. People are like, oh, they're still not, like, even when the quarantine is lifted or whatever, public gatherings are going to be, like, limited. I don't know what that means. Like, I'm not concerned. My shows aren't that popping right now, you know? Like, I'm not that big of a draw, which, you know, I don't... Well, does that mean that we'll just have to do more shows with less audience for each one? I don't know. Don't come to me for answers on things like this, okay? Is Kim Jong-un dead? I don't know. I forgot. I didn't know that we were still looking at the news, honestly. I thought we were all just done. But apparently people still... I mean, if his sister's taken over, that's what they're saying, right? That it's his sister? I mean, first of all, we don't even know if he's actually dead. Some people are like, he's been dead for years. Okay. Second of all, if it's his sister running, that's wild. I can't picture him having a good relationship with his family. Or, I don't know. But also, hashtag girl boss. Girl boss. Women can dictate just as good as men can dictate. Dictator crush Wednesday. Do you think she'll start selling, like, tummy tea? Detox tea on Instagram? Do people in North Korea have Instagrams? Are they allowed? Probably not, huh? Whoa. That's crazy. Oppa Gangnam Style. South Korea's lit. It's crazy that they're both Korea, but one's just, like, significantly more fun than the other. It sucks. People probably die in North Korea, huh? They probably, like, it's not, like, a chill place. Because I was going to say, it would be kind of nice just to, like, have someone tell you what to do. Like, just, like, that amount of structure where they're, like... You do this, you can't do that. That sounds kind of tight. Low key, someone's just like, this is just, I don't know. Did you ever read that book? What's the book where like everything is perfect and then they made it into a movie and ruined it and Taylor Swift was in it for some reason? But it was like this utopian town. We had to read it in school. Let me pull it up. I feel like I should use my laptop to look professional. Hold on. Okay. Okay. What was it? Like, I feel like Meryl Streep was also in the movie. I wish I could burp. I like can't really burp. It's really sad. But then I also found out that Grimes can't burp. Do you know Grimes? I'm in misery, but you can't make it easy on me. No, that's not Grimes. Oh my God. Wait, cut that out. You have to edit that. That's embarrassing. In the mother we share. Is that Broods? Hold on. Now I have to look that up. I have so many things to look up right now. The mother we share will never keep it on. Grimes sings Oblivion. She's like, and now, na, na, na. Oh, it's Churches. Okay, that's embarrassing. Edit that out. I cannot look like a fucking lame. I'm gonna like lose followers from that. Grimes can't burp. So I found that out this weekend and now I feel pretty good. Okay, what was I looking up? Book. A about a utopian society? I just spelled utopian with an E at the beginning. The Giver by Lois Lowry. The Giver is a it's a dystopia, the opposite of a utopia. Well, because at the end, here's the thing. I said utopia because it tricks you into thinking that it's like the best version. Like, that's the point, is like the leader of their little society is like, this is the best, and anything else in the past in history, the way that they ruled the world, was awful, and now we just control everything you're allowed to do, and it's a utopia, but really it is a dystopia. Yeah, it says it's a society which at first appears to be utopian but revealed to be dystopian as the story progresses. That book was lit. I fuck with young adult children's young adult literature. I think that's just because that's where my like learning stopped, but I don't like adult books. They're boring. It's like finances and stuff and like divorce. Boring. It's like, if I want a story about divorce, I'll just ask my parents about their relationship. Can you believe they met at like a recovery convention in the desert? Like a 12-step recovery convention? Yeah. Larry and Jennifer getting sober, having babies, getting divorced. So tight. I love that. I mean, yeah, if you're sober and you're in the desert with a bunch of other sober people, you're gonna bone. It's like you're gonna chug Red Bull and bone. I went to like a convention once with a bunch of other drug addicts and alcoholics and shit, and it was so tight. It was so sick. Everyone was just like at the pool in the desert at this hotel that everyone was staying at. It was so dope. And everyone's just chugging like Monster energy drinks. Everyone has tattoos. And everyone's just horny as shit and newly sober. Just like, what do I do? That was a good time. I love going to the desert. That's why I think I've enjoyed the past few days. Because I've just been laying out in the sun like a little slutty lizard with my mom. And I've been playing EDM music. And I feel like I'm at a Vegas pool party. I've never been to a Vegas pool party, but I know what they're like. You know, I've heard stories, I've seen videos. So now I'm just going to start wearing high heels around my mom's house. I'm going to get herpes from her, and then it'll really be like a Vegas pool party. Okay, that joke did work better when I posted it on my Instagram Live, because it came out naturally. This one did not seem natural. That's why you guys can't miss my Instagram Lives. Because sometimes I just say shit like that that kills. And then on the podcast, not as good, but I tried it. Do you think you can hear the helicopter in the background or no? It probably picks it up a little bit, huh? Pause for helicopter. Yeah, I went to TikTok prom this week. Yeah, I went to TikTok prom. TikTok was doing this thing where they just live streamed like different people. And so I went to TikTok prom. Diplo and Dylan Francis were DJing. So I was just raving at my house in my bathing suit with my mom's neighbors watching me. It was a blast. I've had a good past few days. Costco with my mom was cool. Got that big pizza. It's weird going to the grocery store as an adult with your mom because it makes you feel like a kid again. I was like dancing around on the cart. I'm like, what the fuck? What am I doing? I'm like singing songs. I'm like just throwing random shit into the cart because she said she was going to pay for it. And she did. Is she my sugar mommy? Kind of. What else? Oh my God. So before all of this sun tanning and shit, I was going a little crazy because like a couple weeks ago I was walking. I felt more productive. And then like last week I was just like, oh, I'm not doing anything. I feel like a loser. And so my friend was like, hey, do you want to go on a walk? So I was like, hell yes. So we met in Palos Verdes, which is not too far from San Pedro. And it was such a nice day out. This is like my first like friend that I've just like seen outside of the house. So we go for this walk and it was beautiful. The view was awesome. And then there was this park, and the park, you couldn't see past it, but you could tell that there was like this crazy view of the ocean at the end. So I was like, we have to go and see this view. And there was like a barricade around the park, and there were all of these signs posted like, do not go in park, it's not safe, like COVID. So I'm like, okay, whatever, we'll just make it quick, we'll hop over and then come back. So we hop over, we go to the very end, we look at this view, take a picture of the view. And then guess who the fuck shows up? A park motherfucking ranger. This little bitch and her high ass slicked back ponytail and her khaki colored uniform shows up. She pulls up. She's like, what's up? Do y'all have your IDs? And I was like, nope, I do not have my ID on me. And she was like, okay, well, did you see the signs that said don't come in the park? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I definitely didn't jump over a fence to get into this park. It seemed like it was very open to the public. And she asked for my information. And looking back, post the park, post event, I could have lied because I didn't have my ID on me, and she didn't have a radio to like check the information with someone. So I could have said my name's like fucking Billie Eilish and my address is 6969, Hollywood Town, whatever. But Narc Alley came out because I'm a narc at heart, and I gave her my information like a good little girl. And I was like, hey, how about I just leave the park and we don't do this? What if I just leave? What if I walk out and then you don't have to write me a ticket and I go? And, you know, we both get on with our day. And she was like, no. I should have just ran. I should have ran. So I give her my information. She's like, you're lucky a sheriff didn't find you, because if a sheriff got you, it would have been $1,000. So annoying. It was only $50. I'd do it again, honestly. I would, just to laugh. Ha 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 ha. And you know what the most annoying thing about this whole thing is that the parks are closed because they don't want people getting sick and getting germs and being infected. And guess what? This park ranger did not. She stood very close to me. She was not wearing gloves or a mask. She handed me my ticket, finger to finger with me. At that point, just sneeze on me, okay? I mean, what is this? I'm getting a ticket for being at a park and you're just infecting me? I'm gonna sue. I'm suing. Sorry, park rangers. I'm coming for you. We got beef now. So, yeah. What else? I thought that was pretty big drama. I mean, yeah. Okay, what? How much time was that? 25. Oh, yes. Thank you, Anthony. Wow. Guys, I did the dance party like I said I was going to. I didn't put much thought into it. I could have prepared a little bit better. I just want to say thank you to everyone who came, but also fuck you to people. Maybe I didn't explain it clear enough, but it was supposed to be a dance party for everyone, not just people to watch me dance on Zoom. People came and their cameras were off. I was like, I felt like that scene in Taken where there's a bunch of guys behind like behind these glass boxes, and then like one naked, sad, sex trafficked girl in the middle being like, I just want to go home. Like, that's how I felt. Ew. Why are all, ugh. It's like, here's the thing. I feel lucky. I feel blessed to have anyone care about who I am. But I'm not a sex symbol, okay? Sure, maybe you find me hot in some weird way or sexy in some weird way. But if I'm throwing a dance party, it's for fun, okay? Not for, like, jerking off at home. It was so creepy. There was only one girl. I don't know what her name is. But she stayed the whole time because I talked to her after. I was like, you have to stay on once everyone leaves because we need to talk. She only stayed on because she was the only girl and she didn't want to leave me alone. Do you understand? There were like a bunch of people tried to come on, but I told them through Zoom, through Messenger, I was like, if you're going to come in, you have to have your camera on and you have to be dancing. Because there was dudes who had their cameras on, but they're just like this. They're just staring. I was like, what is happening? And it's all these dudes with like long hair parted in the middle, like that strangly, like that thin wiry hair. And they're just like staring at me, their eyes twitching for some reason, and they're vaping. Oh my God. I mean, I love you, but get out of my dance party. That is and nasty. So this girl stuck around. She was a trooper. She was getting litty. So I only kept the guys on who were dancing with me. And there ended up being, it was seven of us total. How sad is that? Only seven people who were dancing. But people messaged me being like, oh, I didn't know that it was like an actual dance party. Oh, the thing that I said, come to my dance party. You didn't think it was going to be a dance party? I mean, like, what? Yeah, it's a dance. It's not just me dancing. I said, this is free, okay? If you're not going to watch me, then pay me. I'm not just going to dance. It's weird because on Instagram Live, it's different. On Instagram Live, I'm dancing by myself and I'm having a good time, because to me on Instagram Live, I'm like, it's kind of like that thing where I don't see who's watching, so I just imagine everyone's having a good time or just like watching in a fun way. But once you open Zoom and you watch people watch you dance, you're like, I don't know, it made me be like, maybe I should move to Brazil and be like a street busker. I don't know. It was nasty. I did not like that feeling at all. It is weird though, like social media and like just online stuff. Like, it's all so weird. Cause like I'll be posting some dumb shit on Instagram, and like, I don't know. It's just so bizarre. Cause like, I don't know. You just assume that everyone who's following you likes you. You know what I mean? And so then, like, I'll post something funny and someone will say something shitty and you're just like, why are you on here? But at the same time, it's like, that's the world. That's like, the world wouldn't just be all in my favor. Like, not everyone's gonna like me, so it makes sense that not everyone, do you know what I mean? It's just weird because you just assume that once you post something, people are just gonna like wholeheartedly accept it for some reason. Or at least I do. And that's delusional thinking. But then it's also weird, like the way that people perceive you online, because online's very like one dimensional. Like, you follow Complex Media, you know, Complex's Instagram, and you're like, oh, this is just like funny videos and like pop culture stuff. And it's like, yeah, because that's a company posting that, but that's a company that has like more than just like, they're not just funny videos, like they have other things. But then you follow like, I don't know, I guess what I'm trying, well, I don't know, everyone's different, but I feel like as a comedian or something, it's like, sure, you do stand-up comedy out in the real world normally, but on Instagram, you're not just gonna, you don't, unless you're Andrew Scholes, you're not just always gonna be like jokey, jokey, jokey. Like, I have nice boobs, okay? And I'm not gonna have them forever. I've seen my mom's. It's a nightmare. You know, like, So yeah, sometimes I'm gonna post like some cleavage, because I need to show people that I'm not just funny. I also have nice tits. Why can't I have both? And people were commenting. I posted that, and I think people just like assume. I don't know what people think. But I think it's just easy to see someone on Instagram and assume that they're a certain way, or you just expect like only one thing from them on Instagram or whatever. And then suddenly I post a sexy little pic of me sunbathing all oiled up, and people are like, wow, what's up? whoa, what's up with all this ass? And I'm like, yeah, I was going to say I'm a hot bitch, and then I was like, am I? I don't know. Yeah, I have a body. Guys are just like horny for anything. You know, like I used to be like, oh my God, I feel so special. But it's like guys are just horny for anything. Like I have a joke about it because guys are just so horny. I can't take it personally. Like it has nothing to do with me. Like I could put a wig on this McDonald's cup and guys would be like, is your friend single? Like guys don't care. Guys are horny. They'll fuck anything. I guarantee a guy has fucked a McDonald's iced coffee 100%. But it's just weird. People just like think of you as one way and they're like, oh my God, thirst trap. Yeah, obviously I'm posting a picture half naked. I'm not trying to be like, you know, I'm not trying to sell you the Book of Mormon door to door. Okay. Wow, I absolutely went off right there. What else? Yeah, so I did that Zoom dance party. It was fun. The people who stuck around and weren't all creepy, horny weirdos, we had a blast. Good times. I'm also going to be doing, coming up, I need to figure out when. I think it'll probably have to start next month. But for my top tier Patreon people, we're doing Zoom. We're doing a Zoom hangout coming up. So that's exciting. Me and the gang. Me and the Patreon top tier gang. I'm also good. Did I already talk about my merch stuff? Did I show you? Okay, so during this quarantine, I was like, I'm going to use this time to think of like merch stuff that I want to do. So I made a design with my friend who works at, he's the founder, I think, of Born and Raised. Do you know that company? Born X Raised. They have such good stuff. So I told him my design idea and he just like, I did the design and he just set it up so it could be like mass printed or whatever. So we're going to be doing that. I'll show you what it looks like. Isn't that sick? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, here. This is what it would look like on a shirt. Anyway, so that'll be coming out, and that'll be tight. Isn't that so cool? Yeah, it's cool, so just get ready for that. Yeah, I love it. I think it looks so good. What else happened? Let me see. Let me check my pictures. Did I post anything? Oh, Omegle's been fun. I've been Omegling. That's about it. Is that it? I think that's it. Why are you dancing to corn? Oh, okay. So the other night, there's this thing called Play On Fest. It's live streaming on YouTube Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So by the time this comes out, it'll be over, but I'm sure you could rewatch it on YouTube. But they're live streaming performances that were from like Lollapalooza and like other festivals. And so Sunday nights was like Panic at the Disco, Slipknot, Korn. And so I was in a group message with a couple people and they were like, oh my God, Korn, Slipknot is performing. So I was watching Slipknot and then Korn came on and I decided to start dancing to it. And all of a sudden I just started like twerking and it felt natural. But I forgot that it had changed over to Korn. I thought it was still Slipknot. So I kept calling Korn Slipknot and people were very angry. They're like, it's fucking Korn. Is that one of their songs? It's fucking Korn. I mean, TBH, I do not know the difference between Korn and Slipknot. Yeah, they're similar and they're both fine. It's just not stuff that I like put on my Spotify. Like, I enjoy it. Like, it's fun. But it's not something that I've like done my research on and know. But I remember when I was in science class in middle school, I had this teacher. Damn. I had this teacher who kind of just like had like a weird vibe. He had a weird vibe. I feel like if I was hotter in middle school, like me and the science teacher could have had something. But yeah, I was honestly pretty ugly until about like 12 weeks ago. But the science teacher, he was a damn freak on a leash, if you know what I mean. But I remember someone etched out Korn on my desk and I was like, I wonder who sat here, if they're still alive. I feel like if you like Korn, there's a chance that you have thought about the old suey, the old Chop Suey side. Right? Don't you think Korn is for people who are a little bit depressive?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And that makes sense. Anthony said Korn used to be his favorite band when he was little. And it makes sense because now all he wears is beanies and flannels, even though it's 80 degrees outside. That's his suit. Well, okay, I want to see what else I did. Hold on. I was not expecting for that much mucus to come because normally I would just swallow whatever I hawk up. But that was like an amount that I would be embarrassed to swallow on camera. You know the fucking vibes. Oh my gosh. Speaking of you know the fucking vibes, my little shawty bae, my TikTok queen, that Gucci gang shit and that period shit girl. You know the fucking vibes. You can call me by my middle name. My middle name is Vanessa. Or you can call me Shoddy or Shorty. You know the fucking vibes. She has a new video on TikTok that's so good. She's like, it's... Wait, I need to play the audio. It's so good. It's so good. Wow. This is me right before I go live on Instagram.
When you're single,
oh, wait, no. Damn. That's the wrong video. Hold on. It's so good. Here it is.
Guys, it's me, Shorty, the special ed queen. But anyways, I'm live right now. You should go check it out because it's too funny.
It's me, the special ed queen.
Guys, it's me, Shorty, the special ed queen. But anyways,
She's perfect. She's a perfect human. And she gets so much shit. I don't get it, honestly. I'm not even joking. Like, I just love her so much. Ugh, I wish I was in Hawaii with the kids I babysit. Okay, how much time are we at, Anthony? 40. Let's make a phone call. Can I use your phone? Let's make a phone call to one of my friends, see what they're up to, and then we'll dip out. Oh, shit. Everyone loves your phone case, Anthony. 8990.
8900.
Fuck. Okay. I just want you close, where you can stay forever. Am I allowed to sing on YouTube other people's songs? I think so too. You can be shallow. Oh, I need a screen record. Okay. Oh, this might not work. We might have to edit all this out. I don't know. Just because, like, this just might not work. In terms of, like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Okay.
Is this switched up?
Yeah. What?
The side is
switched up. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's up. She up. Let's see. This is my fit daddy. He's so fit. Yeah. He might not answer. Oh my
Hello?
God, Diego!
Hi!
Where's your face?
I don't know. How do I accept face? Oh, there. Do that?
I don't know. I don't see you.
Oh, there I go.
There you are.
Hi, sweets.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hanging out. How are you?
I'm good. You look so handsome.
Thank you. You look so pretty.
Oh, shut up. I'm breaking out.
That happens.
I think because I'm just, like, eating so much dairy, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a vegan god, so you can't relate to that.
I can relate to eating things that we shouldn't. Yeah, you know, you're kind of snacking a lot because you're stuck inside.
I mean, you're the snack king.
I like snacks. The snack boy.
Snack boy. Man, what a memory. I miss snack boys.
Good old time.
Those were the good old days. This is my podcast producer's iPhone, and it's like the new one. And so it's really jarring to see myself in such clear
detail.
Yeah, I like my broke like iPhone 2.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm like just kind of like a blur, like it's a natural filter.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get some Vaseline and, like, rub it on the front-facing camera.
I know, I feel so... I mean, it looks like my face is rubbed in Vaseline. I'm, like, so shiny. This is jarring. What's up?
Nothing. Just hanging out. Mike and I are watching TV. I was about to make something to eat, probably, but just hanging out.
Did you watch Louis's new special?
We did, yeah.
Louis C.K. special. I watched it with my mom. And here's the thing. I was not a huge fan of Louis before all the jerkin stuff. It just wasn't my favorite type of comedy. I got it. I understood why people liked him. Just not for me. But this special had me dying. Like, it was the first time I've laughed out loud at a special in a long time.
I kind of felt the opposite, where, like, I was a big fan before, like, loved all this stuff, and this was, like, there's, like, a couple bits in it that I'm, like, oh, that's a good bit, or, like, that actually made me laugh, but the most part of it was, like, oh, you kind of lost a step.
Interesting.
I feel like he is gonna start, not pandering, but definitely, like, kind of, trying to feed a certain audience stylistically of the things they want to hear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Paying for tickets to see him.
But don't you think that at a certain point most comedians do that? They start to just like kind of pander to an audience after a certain amount of time doing comedy and amassing their own fans?
For sure. You see it on Twitter where like a comic does like one weird thing and it does well, so they just do that forever.
Like Kumail being like the biggest progressive comedian in the whole world.
Yeah, it's so weird.
His Twitter is uncomfortable. It's like so aggressively woke.
Yeah, it's like, we get it.
Yeah. Right, he's almost like I feel like he could tweet like, minority women can kill me, and people would be like, yeah.
Yeah. It's, it also could be the kind of thing where, like we're saying, you get to a certain degree of success, and then maybe you A, start pandering, or B, you start showing who you really are. Because now you don't have to worry about appeasing anyone. You're like, I'm just going to do the things that I like or say the things that I believe in that early on might have hindered me, but now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know how to hold the mic and the phone and drink the iced coffee. I think all of this is falling apart.
Yeah, I need like a tripod situation.
I don't think people reveal who they truly are when they get successful. I think the opposite, because now they have money riding on them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't wait to completely change when I become famous.
Yeah, so he's sick for you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk to my family anymore. I'm gonna be like, you guys are broke.
You're boring.
Yeah.
You're not Scientologists. I wanna talk to people that do that.
Diego, since you're so fit and you work out and you're just, like, very conscious of your health, and I am none of those things, my knee has hurt so bad, and there's three things that it could be from. And I'm curious, I would like to know your opinion on what you think is causing my knee issues.
Okay.
Is it from sitting crisscross applesauce on my bed for about 12 hours of the day? Is it from trying a TikTok dance challenge where I had to move my leg back and forth and back and forth and back and forth? Or...
back and forth?
Like, I was like...
like kicking?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Or what was the third thing? I don't think there is a third thing. Or just from general... Oh, you know what? I tried to run, like, a couple times, like, once, and I don't really run, so I feel like my body was like, who is this person?
If it had to be one of those three, if it's a game, if we're playing a game...
Yeah,
if it has to be one of those three, I would probably say the running one, but the sitting crisscross applesauce for a long period of time couldn't be great. But also my expertise in terms of fitness and exercise is not in a,
physical therapy.
Yeah, I'm just more, I'm an MMA instructor who works out.
Just anyone who works out, I just assume knows about the body. I'm like, you could be a doctor.
Yeah, people do all the time, they're like, hey, why is my wrist hurting? I go, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why when I go to SoulCycle, I'm like, do you guys do pap smears?
Yeah, anytime to check out a rash I have, yeah, the running part, I think running is one of, I really dislike running. I think the injury per reward payoff is like useless. I think you get very little out of running. I think sprinting is very useful.
Like short? Like short sprint?
That's stupid. I don't understand. People really enjoy it. And the therapeutic, the mental part of it, the emotional, like getting something like a... I get that part of it, but physically, I think there's just too much injury per what you're gaining.
I agree. I think running's awful and will be the death of society before even the coronavirus. I think if people stopped running altogether, we'd be better off as a society.
Yeah, we'd be far more advanced. We'd have the space technology far beyond what we have now. Be much better. How are you?
I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm staying with my mom. People think I'm losing my mind. I don't think so. I think I'm finally figuring it all out.
Yeah.
I think the answers, I think I've had time to think about who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not pretty. But it's who I am. It's my authentic self. But yeah, I honestly, I go through waves. Sometimes, it's bad. Sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's great. And, I don't think people should feel guilty if they feel good during this sad, weird time.
Yeah, I keep hearing people, like, be surprised that they're sad. It's like, yeah, of course you are. This is, it's scary, and a lot of us are stuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's normal if you're feeling sad, and I also think it's fine if you're feeling good.
Yeah. Don't be surprised that you're sad, and don't be surprised that you're finally horny. Those are two very natural feelings to have.
What weird things have you humped around your house, if anything?
I haven't humped anything.
Or any weird things that you don't normally do that have suddenly become exciting for you?
Oh, no, I'm just jacking off more.
Absolutely. Because I'm staying at my mom's house, there's like, it's just weird because I'm like jacking off and then there's like pictures of me in my youth. And it's like, I'm almost like jacking off to the memory of what it was like to be like, completely at peace.
Yeah. And then you're coming too fast. And it's just like, oh,
well, you know me, I'm not coming at all, but I'm having a good time, you know,
having a good time.
And that's what counts.
And yeah, exactly. You're eating away at the clock.
I love your podcast and I'm so glad that it's you and Mike because you're roommates, so you get to keep doing it. And I hope that everyone who listens to my podcast checks yours out. And I was on your podcast a while ago and that was fun. And so
one of our best episodes.
No, it wasn't.
One of my favorites.
Okay. That's what you say to everyone. It was one of my favorites. We tried some energy drinks. I had a blast. You and Mike have great chemistry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really lucked out. being best friends and roommate department that have podcasts, because we're doing more podcasts than ever. We're doing 2 a week now. We got video now.
I think I'm going to write erotic fan fiction about you and Mike.
It's very funny. I think you should do that.
I will. But anyway, I want people to listen to my episode on your podcast. So do that. It's called A Little Time. It's everywhere. Mine wasn't on YouTube, though. That was pre you guys going.
Pre YouTube.
But it's on iTunes and stuff, so.
I'll tweet your episode so that you can share it with your
people. Yes. Okay, I love you.
I love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Uh-oh. Okay, we gotta end the screen recording. That was my friend Diego. He's in New York. And I met him. Also, you got so many texts while we were doing that. Someone's like, did you check out the meme? Someone was asking about memes. I didn't really read them, but maybe you can like blur them out or something. But that's my friend Diego. I met him my first trip to New York. I'm like a year into comedy. I went to New York for the very first time in my whole life. My sister was there for a work trip, so I stayed with her in her hotel that her work put her up in. And the last two nights that I was there, I didn't have a place to stay. And I met Diego when I was doing a show. And I told him that I didn't have a place to stay. Like, just in conversation, he was like, you can stay at my place. And I was like, okay, you creepy boy. And then I asked everyone I met, I was like, oh, do you know Diego Lopez? And everyone was like, oh yeah, he's so nice. He's so nice. He's so nice. So I ended up staying with him. And every time I go to New York now, I always stay with him. Just like a good dude, you know? And he also is an MMA instructor. He's fucking ripped. Absolutely shredded. He's also one of those like, he's super Hispanic. Like both of his parents are straight up Hispanic. And he's just like the most white passing Hispanic dude ever. Like Louis C.K. Claims not to be a fan. Meanwhile, he's the exact same person. I guess that's it for the ep, huh? We did it. Okay. I wonder who I'm going to fall in love with this week. I can't wait to find out. Oh, God. Everything I say, I regret. I'm like, why do I do this podcast? It's just a vault of like dumb shit that I've said. It's a nightmare. I need to burn this. I need to burn it down. Burn it down. You can keep that part in. Not where I'm talking about the other stuff, but just burn it down. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, I hope everyone has a decent week. I'm probably going to post more thirst traps. Leave me alone. Let me live. I'm going to get tan. I'm going to look like that one guy who's like way too tan. What's that guy? He's all leathery. He's in like Cheez-It commercials or something. He used to be in Cheez-It commercials. Whatever. My brain's broken. I can't think anymore. I'm done. I got to go. Goodbye. So long, farewell to you, my friend. So long for now, until we meet again. It's been great to play and sing together in the box. And now it's time to say goodbye. I think they did that. That show used to be so good. Why am I ending it like this? Ugh, I gotta go. I'm hot. I'm sweating. I can't.